Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thought that that was hardcore, the secret arrest of Americans, the end of posse comitatus, military on the streets, the whole world a battlefield, if you thought all the announcements that they want to take your pension funds and put them into government control was bad, if you thought any of this MF global stuff was bad, this new piece of intel that came in today that we researched all day and then put an article out just an hour or so ago on or less, if you think that all of that was crazy, this little piece was a crystallizer, was a real indicator of just how serious things are. And what am I talking about? Well, there it is on screen right there. Exclusive government activating FEMA camps across America, across the United States. And of course, that's quite a headline. We have the emails, we have the internal Halliburton KBR documents, government defense and infrastructure, not for public eyes, restricted info sent to us by people in government. I'll just leave it at that. And it's got the five regions for the FEMA camps, and it talks about barricades and barbed wire and armed guards, and it says that they built the camps. And that now they need to get ready to staff them. And that they need to be ready within a 72-hour period for the guards and the people in the canteen with the food and the launderers and just the whole nine yards. There it is. So they've been setting this up for more than two decades. And now they started earlier in the year, back in February of this year, advertising for upwards of 100,000 internment specialists here in the United States, and now we're learning where they'll be at. Now, this particular manning of the camp is your local sports stadium, your local FEMA center. These are 300-person camps to 1,000-person camps where they then interrogate you and go over things, and then you're sent off to the 1-million-man camps that we're going to be breaking down. But I tell you what, I did a whole report on this. Oh, thank you, Marcos. Appreciate that water. I've done a whole report on this that's coming up. But I suggest that you do what anybody with common sense, and of course our listeners, I think I have a little extra common sense, I would call your friends and family right now, and I would tell them to mosey on over to Infowars.com so they can see this information. And I would tell them to get this information, because it's a lengthy article that Kurt Nemo and I put together this afternoon. It goes over all of it. And it's got links to films, the congressional hearings, and admissions of all of this. And so I want to challenge everybody to call their friends and their families now and realize that the new economy is to put tens of millions of people, we already have the biggest prison population in the world, in this archipelago, this giant chain of facilities all over the country. Because it's all there. All the government documents, all the government admissions, a civilian inmate labor camp program run by the Army, where they're at, all the details down to how they're going to break the families up and where the children go and the forced inoculations and everything. The executive orders, the legislation, the congressional hearings. But I tell you, Glenn Beck used to giggle and laugh a couple years ago. He really enjoyed that. Where for over a month he built it up that I think FEMA camps are real. We've done an investigation and we're going to expose it on this date.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here.
If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It's the kickoff of another live worldwide broadcast. It is Wednesday, the 7th day of December 2011. It is the 70th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack by the Imperial Japanese. But we do have historian Webster Griffin Tarpley joining us. He's got a book coming out. It's not out yet. On what really happened at Pearl Harbor. It's a great example of a provocateur action. It's not saying the Imperial Japanese were good. It's just that U.S. proxy forces were attacking them in China, the Flying Tigers, mercenaries. The oil was cut off to Japan. And then the purple and blue coat had been broken months before, and the United States did know the attack was coming. The Honolulu Advertiser, and I have a copy of it, an actual copy from the archives, did report a week before that the attack would come on the morning of December 7th. Honolulu Advertiser, still in operation today. And then they set up the generals and admirals and blamed them for it. When the aircraft carriers were put out to safe area, the old battleships allowed to be attacked. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but five. This is in my film Masters of Terror, the CNN article. Five Japanese midget subs were attacked in the process of trying to get there and launch attacks that morning in and around Pearl Harbor. So the military was ordered to stand down while submarines had already been engaged, because one hand didn't know what the other hand was doing, in one case 20 miles away from Pearl Harbor. And by the way, this has always been hidden in plain view. Whenever I went and years ago, but now it's giant. Now it's much bigger than it had been. Before, it was just Admiral Nimitz's boyhood home in Fredericksburg, Texas, a hotel his family owned that was shaped like a ship, with the prow of a ship and a conning tower. That was a Pacific War Museum. Then when it became the official National Pacific War Museum, the George H.W. Bush Museum, they built a huge complex, and it's a very world-class museum, by the way. I suggest you go there. They've got actual decommissioned, unarmed fat boys and little boy A-bombs. They've got it all there. But hiding in plain view is one of the midget subs from Pearl Harbor attack. So that was always hidden in plain view right there. And they paraded the sub around the country as well. And it was hidden in plain view in the original news articles. You can read that they sunk it like an hour before the attack began. And still the stand down order happened. The Japanese are intercepted, attacked, and counterattacked, trying to get their attack into the Pearl Harbor with subs, basically suicide teams, on midget subs, pocket subs. All right, I'm now digressing because it's 70 years ago, and it doesn't take away from the valor of our troops. It just shows how Imperial Japanese evil, U.S. government evil, Churchill evil. And then you get into that whole lesser of evils discussion. But it just shows the manipulation. Now, when they couldn't get the North Vietnamese to attack in 64, and they wanted to go ahead and kick off the official war that had just been advisors for 4 years, they said our destroyers were attacked in the Gulf of Tonkin. And then, of course, we were conspiracy theorists for decades talking about it until they declassified it on the 40th anniversary in 2004 and admitted it was all staged and a lie. Of course, sailors had come back and said it was a fraud. It had been in the San Diego Herald Tribune it was a fraud when this first officer came out and said it was a fraud. But then that just became a rumor. People read the news, told people, but years later, well, I don't know where I heard it, but yeah, they say that was staged. That rumor, that legend, came from the admissions. Okay. Now, I digress here, but it is interesting that after Pearl Harbor, close to 100,000 Japanese who love the free market, freedom of America, and become wealthy on the West Coast, some of them over here over 100 years, owning shipping companies, fishing companies, restaurants, factories, warehouses from Seattle down to San Diego. But San Francisco was the big one. They owned farms. They owned grape vineyards. Their land was taken, and they were put into forced labor camps all over the West Coast. And they have come – I mean, that'd be like if we had a war with Mexico, arrest anybody who's got a Spanish surname. Or if we ever had a war with England, you know, my name's Jones. Are you going to arrest me? Or if we had a war with Italy – you know, if your name is Monty, do you get arrested? Or if your name is, do you arrest somebody because their last name's Capone, because somebody named Capone did something wrong once? I mean, it's this idea of a black person commits a crime, so all black people are criminals, basically. Now, the reason I raise that is this news I've got for you is so big that I'm not even going to cover it right now. It is so big that I am not even going to get into it until we start the next segment. And I want to ask all of you to call your friends, to call your family, to call your neighbors, to tell the person next to you if you're on your lunch break in the Eastern time zone, sitting there eating your lunch, listening to the audio streams of InfoWars.com, of this radio show, or if you're watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv on your lunch break or whatever the case is, or if you're driving along in your squad car, or if you're driving along in your taxi listening, or if you're out on a ship, people listen on cruise ships. I've gotten phone calls from cruise ships or fishing ships. Wherever you are in the world, or ships at sea, I want you to tell the person next to you or to email your friends, tell your Facebook friends. If anybody still uses Facebook, kind of like MySpace, no, they do, I'm joking. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, to tell everybody to tune in right now. In fact, I should put a Twitter out right now on my own, Real Alex Jones at Twitter. and tell people to tune in. You know, driving into work this morning, I was thinking, how do I properly address something this big? How do I give people all the points of the compass? How do I explain the serious magnitude of this and the fact that it is real and it is happening, and only by exposing it can we back them off? And then, of course, when it doesn't happen, we'll be blamed down the road. Oh, look, it didn't happen. And then, of course, I remember 5 years ago, we said they're on the verge of attacking Iran. They want to paint up speedboats like Iranian boats and stage attacks on the ships. That's what our CIA sources are saying. Came out 2 years later that indeed Cheney had begun to paint up the boats and had told the Navy SEALs to do it, but that higher ups, even above him, George Walker Bush, had told him no. And then they didn't get that attack launched, and so, oh, look, the attack never happened. Yeah, that's the point, is that now the attacks are going on, as we told you years ago, but now it's admitted, blowing up bases, assassinating, killing people, drones dropping bombs, huge bases being vaporized with what's clearly gigantic bombs, huge craters, and our media's like, oh, it's just some ammunition blew up. And then now they're like, okay, we're blowing stuff up in Iran. I mean, it's on. The war is already on. It's like I asked Wayne Madsen yesterday. I said, when's the war going to kick off? And he goes, it's already going on. That's why the Iranians are now threatening to go ahead and block the Strait of Hormuz. They don't like to look weak at the fact that they're taking attacks, so now they're kind of tacitly admitting it as well. And saying they may go ahead and block the Strait of Hormuz, so it'll basically double oil prices. All of this stuff is getting crazy. You've got the Russians there in the Mediterranean delivering 76 hypersonic, super high-tech, giant cruise missiles, surface-to-ship, anti-ship weapons. You've got U.S. fleets that are missile cruisers that are carrying nukes building up all over the Gulf and all over the Mediterranean. You've got the Pakistanis blocking the U.S. route into Afghanistan, the main supply route. The Russians blocking the other route. The Pakistanis saying, get out of these military bases. The U.S. is starting to comply. The Russians are deploying weapons all over their borders. It is now confirmed that the Soros crowd has been trying to destabilize and have hack attacks and things in Russia during that election. And again, it's not that Putin and Medvedev are good either. It's different groups of mafias and global gangster systems. It's just that we're run by the most powerful mafia, the big mega banks, who are waging war against the free market, the Second Amendment, the family, the whole Homeland Security grid is for us. They finance the Muslim extremists. They finance Al-Qaeda. They protect them, along with Saudi Arabia. And now it's all admitted. Underwear bomber, U.S. government got him on the plane. Shoe bomber got him on the plane. Major Hassan, protected, run by Alaki, the known CIA operative who they staged his killing, totally phony. Al-Qaeda given Libya, Al-Qaeda sent into Syria, Al-Qaeda used against the Serbs, Al-Qaeda used against the Russians. It's all basically admitted now. And for anybody that even tries to study this, it's just all right there. More than you could ever even learn is there, hidden in absolute and total plain view. And I tell you, I have been so busy working on all this information that it's just overwhelming. And everything's coming to a head. Everything's accelerating. Everything's building up to a quickening right now. Now we're going to go to break. And when we come back, I'm going to cover the two top stories at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that I need all of you, like never before, to get out to your whole email list and everyone you know and to all the big news sites and all the radio shows, because we've got to force this out into being a national story, and we've got to do it right now. Here are the headlines. We'll cover it when we come back. Detention camp order follows preparation for civil unrest. KBR seeks subcontractors to outfit emergency environment centers. They've already built the camps. Now they're trying to man them. Do you know what that means? Here's another headline, Infowars.com. Exclusive, government activating FEMA camps across the United States, Kurt Nimmo and Alex Jones. We'll be right back breaking this down.
When the food collapse happens, if trucks stop delivering food to supermarket shelves tomorrow, what will you do? How well is your family prepared for a food crisis? How long will you survive? Getting a biodome which produces food for you and your family year-round, even in the dead of winter, is easy, cheap, and extremely liberating. Find out how in an all-new webinar at DomeRevolution.com. Biodome expert Casper Pustaski shows you the three actions you must start taking right now to start preparing your family for food shortages and survive the economic collapse. How to quickly and easily build your own geodesic biodome. DomeRevolution.com. You'll find out how to use aquaponics to literally have an automated food supply which grows you food year-round, how to grow extremely nutrient-dense food, and use the secrets of biodynamics to restore completely dead soil. Get prepared. Watch the Biodome webinar. Go to DomeRevolution.com and sign up now.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
All right, my friends, thank you for joining us. Let me get into our top story right now. And then we've got the Austin police chief, Art Aceveda, joining us in studio in the third hour. That should be interesting and informative. I'm told he's a little angry with me. He told my crew that when he saw him downtown a few months ago. And so this should be somewhat informative and also entertaining in a way. So Art Aceveda is going to come in here and give me a verbal lashing, I'm told, I guess he was listening when I called him a communist Cuban. My point is, he claims he's an anti-communist. And then he is our police chief, grew up in Cuba as a little kid, and then has checkpoints with blood draws at them and face scanning and license plate reading cameras. I mean, communism, fascism, whatever you want to call it, authoritarianism. All right, I'm digressing. Arte Saavedra coming up. And then we've got, we've also got joining us Webster Tarpley, historian, to really break down 70 years later what really happened at Pearl Harbor. But we have our top story. And I'm going to break this down right now. I'm going to break down what we're facing and why this is such a big deal. And the article that Kurt Nemo and I put together yesterday afternoon details in a snapshot, in a six-page article with video clips and links to government documents, exactly the type of camps they've built, where they are, and how they intend to roll them out to the public. And the admissions, the legislation, the congressional hearings, this is not theories. This is 100% proven. And they've had Glenn Beck come out a few years ago and for months say he was going to expose it and that it was real and then come out and show straw men, train facility that isn't a FEMA camp, and a North Korean facility that people took photos of on the web off satellite and said was camps in America. Classic straw man. That's like saying, Alex says elephants exist. Let's go see. And you go walk out the front door in, say, Chicago, Illinois, or Austin, Texas, and there's no elephants in a field, and you say, therefore, there are no elephants. That doesn't prove it, but that's what they do. They go, oh, look at this. They say this is a FEMA camp. Some lady in the mid-90s did. It's not. Okay, there's no FEMA camp program. Well, what about this legislation? What about the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act for forced inoculation and mass roundup? Public. What about NLE-09, the FEMA admitting they want to use troops from 15 countries to, quote, take on American terrorists? What about the New York Times with photo gallery showing Boy Scout Explorer Scouts in 2009 all over the country training to, quote, take on militias and disgruntled veterans and kill them? What about Obama in speeches about national security forces? What about all the see something, say something tattletale garbage and telescreens going in grocery stores and Walmarts? What about TSA and the regular army now setting up checkpoints all over the country? What about Congress passing a law that they can get rid of posse comitatus and have the military anywhere on the streets of America? Talk about federal power grab and have them pull triggers on American citizens and arrest citizens and never charge you. And then Stars and Stripes writes an article about Brigade Homeland and has a colonel quoted in there saying, yes, it'll be new for us pulling triggers on Americans. Or ABC News during Katrina gun confiscation. The Army captain, the reporter, says, what's it like? He goes, well, you pull a trigger and kill an American, it's not fun, but we go door to door and we take the guns. They cuss the police chief saying, all the guns will be taken. No one will be allowed to be armed. Or the clergy response team newscast where they admit churches all over the country have been secretly hired by Homeland Security to tell their flocks to go to FEMA camps when the time comes and take the injections. Of course, we broke that 3 years before it was on the news. People didn't believe the documents. It was, oh, they wouldn't train preachers. 10,000 plus churches. That was the first wave. Now it's hundreds of thousands. They've gone to even the small ones, training them to spy on their flocks. It's right out of Red Dawn. When the Soviets occupy, that's what they do. You cannot make up the magnitude of this. Now, we're going to break. Long segment coming up. I'm just going to read the article that Kurt and I did and Watson's article. And you need to get this out to everybody. I know people are tuning in right now en masse. We're going to come back and give you the full report. Exclusive. Government activating FEMA camps across the United States. Now, they expanded them and publicly built more under a Kellogg Brown Root Halliburton contract, Wall Street Journal, Houston Chronicle, 2006. And that's all linked in here. And we showed the articles last on the Nightly News. Now they are going forward in every state to activate them with contractors running them. Stay with us. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to boil this down real simply and then read these articles and give you even more backstory to give you full spectrum analysis and breakdown on what we're facing. Criminal corporate financial oligarchs made major inroads by financing J.P. Morgan, the Rockefellers, and others in the 1860s and forward. The robber barons then controlled the Western expansion. They set up monopolies and ever since then put out public reports that we've covered and posted and had historians on about, breaking down the fact that they wanted to overthrow our Republican form of government, our constitutional republic. This is historical fact. They didn't even try to hide it. They financed eugenics, which meant survival of the fittest. They believed it was their right to rule, dominate, kill whoever they want. If they can do it, that gives them the right. Might makes right. They already believed they were gods. They were financed by the Rothschilds, the British royalty, and Dutch royalty. That's the main power centers of the Western system. The Vatican plays into that to a certain extent, especially more in modern times. But that main power structure and that system of governance came out of England. The concentration camp was invented on the Native Americans, picked up by the British after that. Now, they have gone for global financial domination by building giant bubbles of currency and derivatives garbage that is backed up by the U.S. military and U.S. taxpayers They got the whole world to buy into it. And now they're saying, go along with what we say or we'll totally implode the world economy overnight. They've said it publicly in every country, the U.S. in 2008, right through Iceland, right through Greenland, right through Ireland, right through Greece, now into Spain, into Portugal. Portugal's raiding private pension funds. They're now taking private pension funds, bringing them into government control, and taking a large portion of it and calling it government protection of the funds. That's in Der Spiegel and Associated Press last night. And it's the same banks. When you hear about European banks, that's U.S. banks. That's globalist banks. That's the six big mega banks that we're dealing with. Now, they've committed this takeover. On the way up, when the bubble was expanding, they bought up the planet, paid people off. Now they're holding the planet hostage, saying, give us unlimited trillions. They call them bailouts. The media then turns it around and acts like the public owes this money. But they're really not even bailouts. It's lies within lies. It is direct global taxes to the six megabanks through their international consortiums of the IMF and World Bank and the U.S. arm, the Federal Reserve. The World Bank is more of the U.S. arm internationally of the Federal Reserve, but it's all interconnected. The IMF is mainly European and international as you go to the east. This is all Trilateral Commission breakdown information. It's all public. The stuff they think you're stupid, they think you don't care, they hide it in plain view for anybody that cares. Their architecture, their battle plans are all there because they think so little of you because they know you're designed to face a foreign enemy who wears a uniform and comes at you with a rifle and a bayonet, not someone that comes at you in business suits. Okay, so we're continuing with economic hitmen before I get into this huge FEMA camp news. You have to understand why it's happening. They are now admitting that the private banks have dominated Europe through fraud. Our media, bought and paid for by them, hails it as cutesy. They sit there and giggle about it on Bloomberg, TV and radio. They giggle about it on CNBC. Oh, how it's undemocratic. How Europe will never be able to vote its way out of this now. Getting rid of all of their sovereignty. How the euro was only the receivership arm, now they're going to implode that scaffolding and bring it fully under banker control with value-added taxes, sales taxes, carbon taxes, family taxes, total social control, shutting off economies for social engineering. They want you dependent, period. Global plantation. Now, patriots discovered this in the 1950s and 60s, namely Joseph McCarthy, who was demonized and who did have problems like anybody, and who did, they allowed him to persecute innocent people because that created a new form of censorship in the name of countering communism, which actually brought us into authoritarianism in the name of fighting another authoritarianism. It was a Hegelian dialectic of problem and action solution. But the minute he discovered, I'm getting chills right now, this has even been in the New York Times and Moscow Times now, the minute he discovered that the Pentagon was funding the Russians, and that the Pentagon and Arm & Hammer and the Rothschilds and Rockefellers were running it all so that Russia had a pretext to clamp down, and so we had a pretext to be clamped down on, but that it was all a huge Hegelian dialectic of full-spectrum dominance. The minute he said that, they destroyed him. In the hearings, they said, you're saying the Army's doing this. Now, in hindsight, they've declassified the GRU and KGB files 5 years ago. International headlines. McCarthy was right. It was all true. But again, it's cutesy. It's all very cutesy. But because of people warning the population and understanding it, and understanding that mega-rich want socialism and communism and collectivism and communitarianism and Agenda 21 for the general public to make us dependent on them, they sit international and are exempt from that, and are exempt from taxes, as you see. Then they lobby for more taxes, telling the poor you'll get wealth redistribution with all this conspicuous consumption that they see and are licking their lips for if you get rid of the middle class, who the poor believe is rich. They're actually the only group still employing the poor, still buying things from them. That service economy must be eradicated, and it is. This is a philosophy of total degradation. Now I will give you the top news. My point is the globalists have been very arrogant and very out in the open in their white papers about vaccines that sterilize fluoride in the water to increase cancer, lower fertility. dumb everybody down. They have all been very honest about this because they have total contempt for you. Total contempt that you're not going to go read that because it's not, you know, the latest sitcom or drama or woman show or men's soap opera, you know, that, you know, basically is football. They think that you deserve it. And so they just hide it in plain view. But because the globalists know that when they bring in this total collapse, people are going to get angry. There's going to be a move to restore the republic. There's going to be a move to unroot them that have engineered this publicly, that they have built FEMA camps. They have continuity of government programs. They have mass arrest programs. They've tried to train the military and police to go along with this. They federalized things. They've put in the surveillance grid. And they've got different ways they can roll it out, a staged bio attack, a staged chemical attack, other terror attacks, mass shootings blamed on domestic groups. They've got a whole constellation of systems they can use to psyop people into going along with this. Because they've committed these crimes, they've committed this economic espionage, this economic invasion, this economic program of globalization, deindustrialization, and all of it, so they can consolidate all power and leave no enemy standing. They see anybody with a business, anybody independent, as the enemy. It's a scorched earth policy of kill the buffalo, let the red man starve. It's a scorched earth policy. Research what that is. Now, we have checkmated them at many levels because we saw their program, warned people, got laughed at, we didn't care. Now as it's beginning to come true, the credibility is rising. But that by no means means we're winning the war for liberty. It just means we're in the fight. And if you're in the fight, you've always got a chance to win. You've got to know your enemy. You've got to be motivated. You've got to do the research. You've got to be focused. And you've got to be dedicated. If we're going to beat these people. But we got the jump on them. They got the original jump on us as the offensive attackers. But because it was a covert operation they were running against us, many people recognized it, mainly in government, in Congress, in the military, and warned people. The old days, they'd kill you for this. Now they failed containing it. The information's out there, so they just went ahead and have gone forward with a program of just letting it all be out in the open and trying to hide it in plain view. So because they're aware that we're awake to them and that the Federal Reserve is now the enemy, and as Brzezinski said last year, the whole world is for the first time awake politically and recognizing the puppet masters, not the puppets, they're just going ahead and flaunting it now. Yeah, we'll secretly arrest you. Yeah, we'll use the military on the streets with the NDAA. Notice more and more shoes are dropping. More and more red flags are going up. More and more balloons are going up. The system is testing this right now, right as the world economy begins to accelerate its implosion, right as the world government's announced. I'm getting nonstop chills here. I mean, we are entering history right now. And only by getting the word out about this information, and only by being strong enough to admit what's happening and to speak out to others and to say no when you're in the military and if you're a police officer, are we going to be able to turn this around? America has been seized by very nasty technocratic social engineers who think of us as trash and who are totally bloodthirsty and ruthless. Now, why am I so freaked out? We know under Rex 84 they began to build FEMA camps in the 80s. Even before that, they started them under Eisenhower. That was declassified. He spoke out against it and said, I'm not doing this. And he was an establishment guy, but not a total, you know, tyrant. He said, beware the military-industrial complex, beware their domestic takeover, beware the technological elite that controls it. That's the full quote. We played the video here, the film. You always hear about beware the military-industrial complex. He said that's controlled by a new technological elite. He was brought in on all this eugenic stuff and polio, cancer viruses, and the polio vaccine. All of this that we now know, the president was shown that. That's why he's so freaked out. When he gives that speech, something slams, a door slams, and you see him jump like he's about to be killed. He knew what he was doing there, going off script, warning people, because he had a conscience as an old man. He'd already gotten all the power. He wasn't pure evil. And so he was thinking, I did all this, and now I'm here, and future generations are going to be committed to this. So because we saw the warnings, and because people like McCarthy, you can look at him in hindsight and laugh at him, think of what he knew then. We didn't know as much then, 60, 70 years ago. Because of that, we got a chance to make some preparations for the final phases of this. We knew because of the creeping death formation of it that it would take time for it to manifest to where the sheep would finally see it. So we had to keep telling them what was going to come next so that when it did uncloak to fire, people could recognize the enemy and would be at the switch to fire back at it. And it's when the globalists emerge, uncloak, when they finally make their big move, is that that's when we're in the greatest danger and they're in the greatest danger. And they're uncloaked right now. And if they can acclimate us to accept it, and well, some people go to the camp, you know, they're troublemakers. We got to do what we do during the Depression and the Iran War. If we don't put maximum effort in now that they're uncloaked, they're going to complete the takeover. And then everything that follows, and all the people that say, well, I don't have anything to hide. I haven't done anything wrong. So what do we have a tyranny? The tyranny wants your labor, wants your money, wants your life. It doesn't matter if you serve them or not. It doesn't matter if you go along with them. Don't you get it? You don't make a deal with these people. You can't. That's the big con game for police and military. Cops call me and say, well, I've chosen a side. And you do need to choose a side. But it's a spiritual decision. But if you look at it and have discernment, there was no choice. Of course you say no to evil. Because that's the big trick. You can't make a deal with it. So the criminals that have taken over know that we're going to get angry and try to bring them to justice and get our government back. And they're not going to let that happen. They're going to try to bring in a hardcore tyranny. People who don't think it can't happen here, look at how much has already happened. Well, I'm telling you, it is all going to happen. So it's time to get right with God, and then it's time to take action. Now, remember this article from earlier in the year? Internment Resettlement Special 31E, GoArmy.com, where they wanted to hire upwards of 100,000 for in the U.S. and overseas jail guards and people to be internment and resettlement specialists, including here in the United States. Now, that's on the Army website. Now, let's fast forward. They had a major camp and former base closure refurbishment, $386 million. Market Watch of the Wall Street Journal reported for KBR, Kellogg Brown and Root, Division of Halliburton, to build 3 1-million-man camps at former military bases. Now they've built over 500 in the states, and this is all documented, substations to round up 300 to 1,000 at a time, and then to interrogate, debrief, decide if you're released or sent to the larger center or sent to a black site for execution. Of course, the locals don't know that, but we've gotten internal documents, memorandum, and now they admit there is kill orders as well. They've said we'll kill citizens. The White House said that last week, and they got kill teams ready. So it's good to know this up front, just because if they launch it, you're going to a death camp, many of you. So there's no point. You're dead already. You got to resist. You understand that, okay? Don't go like the poor Jews and run down in the pit with the women with the babies in their arms and the Nazis just shoot them in the back of the head, okay? Just understand, as we go to this red level, you got to understand, we tried to avert this as best we could, and we may still do it. But it's real, and it's here, and it's not, they'll probably beta test on Arabs and then some militias, and then it's going to be for everybody. They always roll it out on a minority first. Now, continuing, exclusive, government activating FEMA camps across the U.S. So they built all these things and expanded them in the last few decades. Now they're putting out the contracts in all 50 states for, in some cases, more than 30 camps per state, just as processing centers. Checkpoints at the highway, put you in army trucks, take you to the facility. Then you're shipped off to another facility, you're dieseled, you're taken. And they're ready. Brigade Homeland, Northcom, foreign troops, foreign assets, mercenaries, it's on. Infowars.com has received a document originating from Halliburton subsidiary KBR that provides details of a push, and it's a hidden KBR link. They have a link to it. I mean, it was a hidden private link, but it's on their site right now, to outfit FEMA and U.S. Army camps around the United States, entitled Project Overview and Anticipated Project Requirements. And it goes on to say they need fences and barricades, and it goes into all the security officers and things. Laundry, food, everything. Within 72 hours, notice, at hundreds of locations, they're now going to government fund in the billions of dollars the actual manning of the camps. So the camps are going live. They have got operatives in every city ready to go live with the camps, with private contractors running it, getting their 20 pieces of silver, 30 pieces of silver, and with local government, all the systems ready for the economic collapse, the riots, all of it. They're going to let all that roll out and let the public beg for it. And they're going to, as we learned from the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, put the homeless in them first. They're going to have movies, rock and roll music. It's going to, the camps are going to be rolled out now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from congressional hearings and other pieces of information we had, we were able to piece together exactly how the FEMA camps were set up, the old military bases, the drills, the insider information. And we knew that they would try to roll it out as they imploded the economy as a place for all the homeless to go. All those that have been kicked out of their houses and the new giant criminal populations. And if Mexico collapses, they admit plans to put millions of people in these facilities on the borders. So it's a constellation of different overlaying cover stories or a cocktail of different things. And in Nazi Germany, it was first, well, you're not allowed to have your businesses in this area because you're one of these groups that we have to protect from the public. And now you can't even have your business. And now you're going to live in a ghetto. And then the Nazis would go in and pick up every day whoever they wanted on a list at checkpoints. And then, oh, you're going to a camp where you can be kept safe and you're going to work for a living. And they were really death camps. So, see, it was always the cover story. It was always the hope that everything was going to be all right. And the Soviets did the same thing. And they killed even more people in these camps than the Nazis did, because they went on for decades and decades longer. And that's how they're rolling them out. You read the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, and it explains it to you. And if they roll it out, it'll be on the news. Oh, look at the hundreds of thousands of homeless at this facility. Oh, now there are some troublemakers who get locked up, and they do have to search people, and there are fences around them. But, you know, it's for everybody's safety. And, oh, there were some more domestic attacks. We do have some camps for criminals and extremists. And in this article, we have the new government documents where they say protesting, period, is terrorism. They tell the cops the First Amendment is terrorism. I have links to it in the article. And so this is the attitude. They're not putting telescreens up for wanted people everywhere and giant signs and FEMA national break-ins over radio and TV for the first time activated with total federal control because they're nice people. And this is such a big deal that they have now come out in the news. Well, this information was leaked to us, so we're breaking it. But that they are now activating and saying, you've got to be on 72-hour standby. We're going to pay you to be ready to man the camps. And they're paid basically half the money just to sit there and be ready. And then even more once they man the camps. And it's a giant business. And Halliburton, of course, that's been caught running slave camps. Chicago Tribune reported on that. All over the world. And they just grab locals, Philippines, you name it, just put them in camps. Making bricks, aluminum, you name it. I mean, this is literally a devilish group. Halliburton and KBR. And they've been chosen to be the master camp operators. And you know, they help set up camps in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they're setting up that same system. They got giant armies of military that are now cops that are here, ready to do it. Ready to retina scan you at that checkpoint, check who you really are, ready to load you on that truck. Okay, did you put your hands behind your back? We're going to send you in for some questioning. And then they don't have to worry. I don't know where he's going. Just get on down the road. This is the government we have, and if you don't think they're not planning it, think again. They've always hated America. The globalists have always wanted to take us down, and it's on. So we need to get these articles out to everybody. Detention camp order follows preparations for civil unrest. It's all admitted. KBR seeks subcontractors to outfit emergency environment centers. And we have the other one, exclusive government activating FEMA camps across the U.S. This is so important. I'm going to spend about 15 minutes with Tarpley on this subject when we come back, because he's an expert on it as well. Before we get into Pearl Harbor 70 years later, then Chief Art Acevedo, Austin Police Chief, is going to be in studio. By the way, over here, where this is going to end on Christmas, and if you order by the 19th, it's guaranteed delivery to you. All 18 of my films on DVD and bumper stickers, citizen rule book, and more, $99.95. That's 70% off, a $260 discount. Get them. Get the word out to everybody.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.